Y'all pray for us that we'd be able to maybe slow down a little bit today. And if you're here today and you're lost, I got you on my heart. If you're, whether you're inside, outside, if you're down the road, down in the holler somewhere, we've got those speakers. I'm thankful that we got those. And I'm thankful the word can go out to our neighbors. We need the Lord today. If you've never been born again of the Spirit, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. If you've never been born again of the Spirit, never been saved by God's grace, my prayer is today that you would be. Salvation is a personal relationship with God.
Amen.
That's between you and the Lord. Jesus told Peter, said, blessed art thou, Simon Peter of Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed it unto you, but the Father which is in heaven. So when you realize that you've been born again, God will let you know.
Amen.
So we're going to take a very familiar reading lesson. Sometimes I get my thoughts in different ways, and sometimes God just lays some scripture. He laid a book on my heart. Back in 2013, I had a back surgery, and he put the book of Ecclesiastes on me at that time. And I read that book. I was out of church a couple of weeks due to back surgery. I read that book maybe 10 times, the whole book, just trying to figure out what God wanted to show me out of that book. And finally, I found what he was trying to show me. It was about a poor man. And so he laid these scriptures here on my heart, and then I prayed and read them several times and tried to get what he wanted me to see in them. And I think he revealed unto me what he's wanting brought out. So we're going to take a reading lesson out of the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, in the 23rd chapter, to do with the crucifixion of our Lord. And in the 32nd verse, it says, there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocking him, coming to him, offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And the subscripture that also was written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, this is the king of the Jews. And one of the manufacturers which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And with the mistakes we made reading, that's reading from the 32nd verse to the 43rd verse, and our thought that the Lord has laid upon our heart for today is today. And I pray that we can understand a little bit about that. Jesus told him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And I've preached upon this subject many times, and any preacher who's preached very long has preached upon this subject about today being the day of salvation. And now is the appointed time. And so we realize today is the most important day of your life. I look and I've thought about so many days in my life that's meant so much to me. I guess none more important than when I was a 14-year-old boy on a Wednesday night at Rocky Mound when I called upon the name of the Lord and I was born again. And I made preparations to meet the Lord someday, to go to my heavenly home. And I that was a big day for me. The day that I married my wife was a big day for me. It may not mean much to nobody else, but it was a big day to me. The day my children were born were a big day to me. I was blessed to lead one of my daughters down the aisle to be married. I was blessed to marry the other and her husband. I've had a lot of big days in my life, but I want you to know all of them are behind me. And all the days that you've had before are behind you. They're gone. They're yesterday. Today is the day that we have. Brother Mark, I done had this thought and I done been studying on it for a couple of days when Mark contacted me the other day and asked me to pray for his cousin that he'd got real bad and he was troubled and he'd never got to talk to him about the Lord. And I know where he was coming from in that. I've been there and I've done that. I've failed in that before. There was a friend of mine that lived right beside me. I thought a whole lot of him. And one Saturday morning, opening day of deer season, like many others, he went off there behind my house and he went back there deer hunting. And he come out in a little while and he'd killed a nice 8-pointer. It was a good one. And I remember me and him standing there looking at that deer and us talking and laughing and having a good time. Went on and on and on. And how many times I thought, boy, me and him had been out coon hunting, no telling how many times. And how many times I had to talk to that man about the Lord. And I had another opportunity that morning. We stood there and talked for a pretty good while. That evening I got a call. He took his life sitting out in front of his home. Far as I know, he'd never been saved. Far as I know, I never took the time to talk to him about the Lord. You say, well, you're a preacher. I wasn't a preacher then. I was saved, though. I had multiple opportunities to tell him about Jesus and about a better way. I had that day, and I failed. Oftentimes we think, well, we've got tomorrow, and I'll get in my head, I need to talk to this one, but right now it's not really a good time. You ever do that? You ever think, well, right now it's not a really good, convenient season. You know, we'll put this off till more convenient when everything's just a little bit better and I'd feel a little bit better. And I've done that over and over. I've done that since I've been preaching. I want you to realize today is what you've got. Yesterday's gone. You can't do a thing about it. You can repent over the things you've done, but you can't go and change nothing about yesterday. We have no promise of tomorrow. So today is what we're living in. Today is the opportunity we have. So I do not want to fail today. As I studied and thought about this, I always feel pretty good. I'll be honest with you. When God lays something on my heart, because just like he told Paul, he said, just as you've testified for me in Jerusalem, you'll testify for me in Rome. I get to thinking, well, I'm probably going to make it to Sunday because he's giving me something to preach Sunday. But I'll be honest with you. Since this has been on my heart, all I've thought about is today. I begin to realize I may not make it to Sunday. Now I was thinking, boy, I want to make it to Sunday, Lord, because I want to tell them about today. I want to tell them about how important today is. Amen. Because today may be my last day. It could be your last day. It could be your last opportunity. James said over there, now these is all going to be very familiar scripture. A lot of times I'm in a hurry. A lot of times I don't get started preaching until 12 o'clock here and I have to rush, but I'm going to take my time today. The Lord's permitted me to have a little time, and y'all going to have to hear a little bit more reading probably. But James said over in the fourth chapter, said, go to now ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanish away. For ye ought not say, if the Lord, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and that. But I want you to know, you heard all the old timers used to say that, Lord be willing. That's what they'd always say, Lord be willing, we'll do this and we'll do that. But if it ain't the Lord's will for tomorrow to come, I want you to realize either our life could end today or Jesus could come back in this day. So we should not boast on what we're going to do tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised unto us. I think about that more all the time the older I get. I think about how he said that life is just a vapor, how it appears for a little while, then it's gone. I hear a while back, I blow an old head gasket on my four-wheeler. I didn't even know I'd done it. Boy, I went out there one morning, jumped up on her just like I always do, fired her up, and I looked behind me, and it looked like a cloud behind me, just steam rolling everywhere, and it was floating out through yonder, and then all of a sudden it was gone. I want you to realize that's how life is. It was just a moment or two ago that I was just a little boy. I like some of these little children. I want you to know, some of you sitting here today, 13 or 14 year old, you think you got life by the horn, that you think you're going to be around here forever. But I want you to realize it won't be long that you're going to see the gray begin to come in your hair. You'll look in the mirror one day and there'll be wrinkles there. I want you to realize you're making all kinds of plans for life right now. But I want you to know, today is the only day that you've got. Today in this moment that we're in is all we've got. And you may be here today thinking, one of these days I've been feeling like I need to unite with Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church, but it ain't just been just right just yet. I'm waiting for it to be just right. I want so-and-so mom and daddy to be here. I want this to happen. I want that to happen. Listen to me. If the Lord is telling you to be a member of Hilltop Church, today is the only opportunity you may ever have. Today is the only opportunity you got, because you may never live to come back here again. If today, if God's dealing with you, and I've heard people say it, I heard a young lady say it last year in a youth revival. She come to the altar, we'd done dismissed. The service looked like it was over. Everybody was leaving. We was going out the door. I got back there to her and I seen that old lost puppy look on her face. She was sad, and I knew what it was. And God said, go to her. And I said, Lord, we done dismissed. I was trying to make my excuse for a more convenient season. But honey, it had to be then. Had to be that day. So I went over to her and I said, honey, are you lost? And she said, yes, sir. I said, you need to pray? She said, yes, sir. I said, we'll go to that altar, we'll pray. And she come to the altar, she began to pray, and she ended up sitting right in here. She may be here today, I don't know, I can't keep up with everybody in and out, but she was sitting right here, and I was standing right in this area here, and she raised up and looked at me, and she said, I want to just wait till tomorrow night when my mom and daddy can be with me. And I said, honey, mom and daddy ain't worth going to hell over, because that was the opportunity she had. And you say, well, that's a bold statement, but it was the truth. I want you to listen. Whatever you're waiting on today ain't worth going to hell over. If it's because you're ashamed, if it's because whatever, mom and daddy ain't here, a brother or sister ain't here, listen to me, there's nothing worth to go to hell over. Today is the opportunity you have. I want you to know, you're not promised tomorrow. You may never have another tomorrow. You may never see the sun rise again. I want you to realize, do you want to be born again and saved by God's grace? You better move while the opportunity is here. Because today is it. Today, you can be with Him in paradise. Or today, you can bust hell wide open.
I want you to realize it's that serious. It's today. It ain't tomorrow. It ain't next Sunday. It ain't next year. Right here is your opportunity. What you do with it is between you and God. All I'm here to do is to tell you about today. And you better listen to me about today, because it's the most important day of your life. There's going to come upon a time that you're going to reach that you're going no further. I don't know when that is. I don't know if today's my day. If it is, I'm ready to go. I'll go on to be with the Lord. I don't know when your day is, but I want you to know it's coming. You may be young and think it's going to happen, not going to happen, or it's going to happen when you get to be old in your 80s. My dad, he had that bad heart attack that he got in his early 80s, and I was taking him to a doctor down towards Nashville. And he said, son, this doctor here knows what he's doing. He come out one day. He said, he believes he can get me to 90. And he was all excited. He thought he was probably about 82 then. And he thought, he come out and told me, he said, son, he believes he can get me to 90. He was just tore up about it. I want you to realize a year later my daddy was gone. I want you to know nobody knows. They can't promise you anything. I can't promise you tomorrow. I can't promise you the next 10 minutes. But I can promise you right now, if you'll seek the Lord, you can be saved. Today is the opportunity you got. You'll say, well, that thief knowed it was going to be his day. I want you to realize, honey, Jesus could call 10,000 angels and stopped it right there. He didn't have to die on that cross. But that thief saw what he was in Jesus' sight. Just a sinner. But he also saw that he could be saved. And so can you. Listen. There's going to come a time, over here Job said, in the 14th chapter of Job, he said, man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Jacob was asked, Israel was asked by the Pharaoh, said, he just asked him, he said, how old are you? Just, Jacob, how old are you? He said, all the days of my pilgrimage is 128 years. And he said, they have been few. Listen, he lived to be 128 year old, and he just felt like he'd been there a little while. You say, well, Jeff, you're an old man. You wouldn't miss that by much. I'm 57. According to nature, according to the Bible, 70 and 10, that's 13 years. If you got a 15-year note, less than a 15-year note, according to the scripture, that's a good long life. Before you get your 15-year note paid off, according to the word of God, I won't stand in front of you no more. I might be blessed and graced to be given 10, 15, 20 more years. Who knows? But 70 and 10, 70 years. How old are you girls? 13 or 14 year old? It's went by just like that. I might live long enough to get to marry you and your husband. I might not. But today, amen. I can tell you about Jesus.
Amen.
I can tell you about the one that hung beside that thief that said, remember me when thou entered thy kingdom. And he said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Right.
Life is just a short period of time. Right now you're thinking, no, it's going to be a long time before I die. No. We say it all the time, you can die on your way home in a car wreck. You could die of this virus. Here lately, death has been around us so much. I think two or three people I've talked to this week on the phone was telling me about their funeral and how they want me to preach their funeral. See, everybody's thinking about death more lately. The last few months, I've had no telling how many people say, "Brother Jeff, I want you to preach my funeral. And I want this and I want that." And I'm trying to keep up with all this and I need to start writing it down. See, people are noticing that it's coming. It's just around the corner. It ain't far. And we're not going to pass the bounds that he's laid out for us. He said, "A man is born of a woman in a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow. He continueth not. Dost thou not open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of unclean? Not one." God don't even do that. That's why we must be born again. Amen. We got to start anew. Amen. Seeing the days of are determined and the number of the months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Listen, there's coming a day. It's going to be your last one. You've got today. I don't know how many more we got, but you've got today. If God's leading you to do something, you've been saved, you do it. Amen. You do it while you've got the opportunity. If God's drawing you to an altar saying, "Seek me," you do it while you have the opportunity, because today you could be in paradise. Or today you could bust hell wide open. But today is all we got. Do you understand that there is no tomorrow? Get that out of your head. It may not ever come. There is no tomorrow. Today is it. If it was your last day, I want you to know, if I'd known it would have been my friend's last day, if I knew he was going to go sit down in front of his house and do what he done, I would have talked to him about Jesus before he left. I would have told him, "You need to be born again." I would have told him, "You need to avoid hell. It's a terrible place." I would have told him I loved him. I would have told him, "If you want to pray, we'll pray right here." But I done none of those things, and that day was hit. The last opportunity I had, today I'm not going to fail you. Today I'm going to tell you, you need to repent. Because if it's the last time I ever talk to you, whether it be the end of my life, or Jesus comes back, or it be the end of yours, I don't have to look back on this today and feel like I failed again. I'm willing to give you all my heart. Jesus was willing to give it all. And because of that, I'm willing to give you my all today. You must be born again. Jesus said, "Take no thought of tomorrow. It's evil. Don't even plan on tomorrow." How many of you got plans for tomorrow? As I studied this, I had plans to come to preach on today. But then I get to realize I might not get it to today. And that bothered me. Because the more I studied, the more I realized that moment I was in is what I had. That's what we've got today. There was a man, he had done well. And these are all very familiar scriptures. But he'd done really well. He'd prospered in many ways. Me and Brother Laren, and I talk about this a lot, my old garage out there, how I filled it full of junk. I mean, filled her full. You can't. I got it, and I thought you got room. I want you to be honest with you. I ain't got no room for nothing. Filled it full of stuff, and you think, boy, I need a bigger building. That's the way we get to thinking. Listen to me. Junk is just junk. I don't care if it's a pile of cash or a pile of gold. It's just junk when it comes to your life and salvation. There ain't nothing worth your soul. Nothing's worth today. Because you have it. And you're not promised anymore. This man, he'd done good. He'd prospered. He said, and he spake a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, and this is what we do. We think what we're going to do tomorrow. And that's what the man was doing. I want you to know, he said, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where I shall bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. He got him a plan, what he's going to do in the future. I'll pull down my barns, and I'll build greater. And there I will store all my fruits and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, I have much goods laid up for many years. He was not planning on just for tomorrow. He was looking for his retirement. Taint thine ease and drink and be merry. But God said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. Thou fool, this night your soul shall be required of thee. He'd reached the end of his bounds. And all he was worried about was what he was going to gain. He was worried about the years, days, and months to come. What are you concerned about today? Today. You worried about your boyfriend, your girlfriend? You worried about that new job you're starting tomorrow? You worried about that house that you're getting ready to build? Maybe going fishing in the spring, trying to get your boat ready. You better be concerned about today. This is it. We'll never assemble like this again, I promise you. Today's it. What you do with this is between you and God. But I've been reminded when I get the opportunity to speak to somebody about the Lord and he's in it, you can rest assured today they're going to hear about it. But if I never get another opportunity, if this is my last today, you tell them that Brother Jeff told them about Jesus. He told them that they need to repent.
Amen.
And they need to put their trust in the Lord. Just call upon his name. You tell them.
Amen.
That he was concerned about them that day. He had them on his heart that day. He was willing to pour it out that day. Because I love you. I love my friend. I can't go back and fix that. It's gone. But I can keep it from happening again. So today, if the Lord's dealing with you, this altar's open.
Amen.
If today, if you'd rather pray where you're at than pray. If you're out in the parking lot, you're lost today. My prayer is you'll seek the Lord and find him. You could be young, old, a child, a man, a woman. But you could be saved today.
Amen.
Today shalt thou be in paradise. I've tasted it a little bit today. I've tasted a little bit of what that heavenly home's going to be like. I want you to have a taste. The earnest of the Spirit, the Bible says. Just a little bit of down payment, what there is to come. Seek the Lord today while he can be found. As we stand and sing, if God's dealing with you, seek him today.